Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you, Mike?
Good, thanks.
We are enjoying, we're up at our cottage in Michigan, and it is some of the nicest May weather we've ever had. It was 80 degrees today. We're enjoying it while we can. Last summer, I think we had one day that got over 80 degrees.
We've got an article this week that deals with the cardiovascular system. It specifically asks about BNP. Just by way of background, the natriuretic peptide system is part of the system that impacts salt and water handling in the body, also pressure regulation, and is thought to be involved in myocardial structure, but more importantly, function. It's a hormone, BNP, which stands for brain natriuretic peptide, a hormone initially identified, obviously, in the brain, but released also from the heart, and particularly the ventricles. Now, the release of BNP is increased in heart failure in response, supposedly, to high ventricular filling pressures. The plasma concentration is increased with asymptomatic and symptomatic left ventricular dysfunction, which allows us to use this hormone or peptide in diagnosis. So this is an article from the Archives of Internal Medicine, and the clinical question that it asks is, in patients with heart failure, does regular monitoring of B-type natriuretic peptide improve survival, particularly if you use that level to alter drug therapy? Mark, what did they find?
Well, this was a nice systematic review. They did a good search of a number of databases, including the Cochrane Control Trials Registry, and they even looked for unpublished research that had been presented at meetings. And they were trying to find any randomized trial that compared a BNP-guided treatment strategy with usual care. And they actually found 8 studies that enrolled over 1,700 patients that did this. They didn't report the quality of the studies in the article, which is a problem. One of the key reasons you do a meta-analysis is to kind of sort out the good stuff from the bad. They did exclude any studies that had fewer than 20 patients, and that's kind of arbitrary, though, and you could argue that studies that small are unlikely to have controlled quality quite as carefully as a larger or more well-funded study. But be that what it may, what they found was that the results were actually pretty homogeneous between studies. So that's kind of reassuring that they're all in the same ballpark. All of the studies enrolled patients with heart failure. They all had to have an ejection fraction of less than 50%, and the actual percentage for the average patient was closer to 30%. The BNP-guided therapy used BNP to set some guidelines for when you added drugs and when you scaled up the dose. This approach did increase the use of target doses and higher doses of beta blockers and ACE inhibitors, and decreased all-cause mortality by 24% over 16 months. Now, they analyzed by age group, and all-cause mortality was significantly decreased in those under 75, but not in older patients. So even with the BNP prodding you along to increase the dose, I think physicians were maybe a little hesitant to add drugs and increase the dose in older patients. At least we can speculate that might be what happened. This didn't change hospitalizations, though, but certainly the impact on mortality was pretty dramatic. So the bottom line is, it looks like having a number to shoot for when you're prescribing drugs for heart failure did increase the use of mortality-reducing medications and made it more likely that we got to a target achieved in clinical trials that was known to reduce mortality. Now, it may be that, you know, if we're just better at aiming at those target doses, we can get the same result, but the BNP and having that lab value seems to make it more likely that docs adhere to these guidelines.
One of the things we often see is that we get so overly tied to a number that we forget that there's a patient tied to that. The other comment I wanted to make is that sometimes isn't it this what we call the sentinel effect, that just having patients enrolled in the trials and watching them closely may result in them doing better than if we weren't watching them so closely?
Yeah, and yeah, that's also kind of called the Hawthorne effect. These trials, again, they didn't get into much detail about the quality, but I suspect it's very difficult to double-blind studies of this type where you're using laboratory information to guide care in one group and not in the other group. I mean, there have actually been studies done where they give fake lab values, they generate fake lab values and have the doctors think they're making adjustments to the patient's dose, but they aren't really. But that's quite a sophisticated kind of study to do and not all that common. So it's likely that these were open or unblinded studies. And so, yeah, there would be an inherent bias in favor of the treatment. But on the other hand, I can also see that just human nature being what it is, having a target, having a goal, having a reminder in that you get this test and it comes back in 3 months or 6 months, you're going, oh, we're not quite there yet. We need to maybe bump up that dose a little bit. That could be helpful. Obviously, if it comes at the cost of quality of life or making the patients miserable on these drugs, that wouldn't be a good thing.
Right. And again, we just have to focus on making sure that they're patient-oriented outcomes and not numerical. The annals of the history of medicine are littered with examples such as, you know, fetal monitoring and Swan-Ganz catheters where we sort of forgot that we were treating the number or the monitor, but we were actually treating a human being there.
That's right. That's right. And that's why this was good, because they did look at all-cause mortality.
Exactly.
And not just how pretty was the BNP number.
Excellent. Good poem. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. See you then.
Thanks, Mark.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.